holiday market.
Keeping this facility open is contrary to our values.
President Obama is announcing his plans for shutting down the detention center at Guantanamo Bay.
For many years, it's been clear that the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay does not advance our national security.
Around 36 of 91 detainees at the facility will be transferred to other nations. Also, reviews of remaining detainees will be accelerated to determine if their detention is necessary. The president said it's clear Gitmo does not advance our national security. It undermines it. With polls predicting an easy win for Donald Trump in tonight's Nevada Republican presidential caucus, the focus is now on second place. Cruz told reporters yesterday he's the only GOP candidate who can beat Trump in the primaries and defeat Hillary Clinton in the general election. Rubio is portraying himself as a unifying force who can win the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
There are rallies being held across the nation today supporting Apple's fight with the FBI over a Santa Monica terror suspect's iPhone.
Folks in the Fight for the Future group have organized these rallies, one taking place at 5:30 this afternoon outside of Apple's Fifth Avenue store, supporting the tech company. Now, Apple argues that breaking into the iPhone of the San Bernardino gunman will threaten the privacy of other iPhones, but a new Pew Research poll found 51% saying Apple should help the FBI hack into the phone, while 38% think Apple is doing the right thing and should fight the court order. Scott Pringle, New York.
It's going to cost more to get free shipping from Amazon. Customers will have to spend at least $49 to qualify for free two-day shipping on most orders. That's up from $35. It's part of the online retailer's push to have more people sign up for its premium Prime membership. The $99 annual service offers free shipping along with other features. The company reports that shipping costs rose more than 30% in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is standing by his decision to ask for communications director to step down. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It was unfortunate that I had to ask for Rick's resignation.
The Texas senator and presidential candidate Ted Cruz speaking about the controversy surrounding a video that Rick Tyler posted on social media about Marco Rubio's faith. That video falsely depicting Rubio saying, "There aren't many answers in the Bible."
We are not going to call anyone's faith into question. That's a standard I set from the very beginning, and that's why I asked for Rick's resignation.
Cruz speaks on Fox News' The O'Reilly Factor. The Rubio campaign is now calling on Cruz to stop the lies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ohio Governor John Kasich says backlash about a comment he made about women isn't going to change his campaign. The Republican presidential candidate remarked that women had left their kitchens to support his past political campaigns. Appearing on Fox News' The Kelly File, Kasich admitted he may not have said what he wanted to the way he should, but added that he's not going to change his real campaign. He said there are too many scripted candidates already. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is threatening the family that owns the Chicago Cubs. Trump tweeted Monday that the Ricketts family had better be careful. They have a lot to hide. The GOP frontrunner also tweeted that he'd heard the Ricketts were secretly spending money against him. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Hi, it's Joe Peters from Wykett Realtors, and we're getting together today to do our 55 Plus program. Before we start, I'm going to play a few of our sponsored announcements, and we'll be back to you in about 5 minutes.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, once again, it's Joe Peters from Wykett Realtors, and we're on with our 55 Plus program. I do a real estate program the first and third Tuesday at 4 o'clock, and then on the fourth and the second and fourth Tuesdays, we dedicate a non-salesy program, nothing about real estate, to the 55 plus age category, of which I happen to be firmly in the middle of at this point in time. And today I've got as my guest Lane Newman. Lane is the Senior Disabilities and Veterans Services Manager, Executive Director, I guess.
Yes.
That's it. Okay. So, Lane, tell us a little about your background to start with so we get to know you.
I'm originally from South Central Pennsylvania. It's where I grew up. I was then in Baltimore for several years. I have a background in social work, and I moved to Frenchtown in 2012 to be closer to friends and to raise my son.
Wow. So 2012 is 16, so that's about 4 years ago.
About 4 years ago.
Wow. And your offices are right near the hospital?
They are. They're on the corner of Route 31 and Gaunt Place in the Route 31 complex for the county.
Okay. Now, I know I've lived here since 98, and I had never knew your building was there or been in it till the day we met, which was really interesting because it's a massive undertaking. The Senior Center has quite a few facilities available to it and then a curriculum that keeps running year after year.
Mm-hmm.
What? How did you become associated with it, and how long have you been there?
I began January of 2013, and I simply applied for the job, and I was hired into the position. So I'm growing into the position, and I didn't have an aging background. I had a mental health background. So it's been a real treat learning the aging population and all the programs that we offer.
Wow. So the program was in place before you got there then?
Yes, all the programs were in place.
Okay.
I made some improvements to them, but the Senior Center has been there since 1972, I believe.
Okay.
Not at that location. I think they were on Rayville Avenue before that. But there has been a Senior Center in Hunterdon County for 40-some years.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, a county, I find, through my activities, and I'm involved both as a real estate agent, as a senior, and as I've gotten involved in this Leadership Hunterdon, which is what we met through this year,
mm-hmm.
I'm totally amazed that some of the facilities and, what would be the right word, facilities and programs that are available to people, including seniors, that mm-hmm. I never knew existed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've been here since 98. Since 98, I've been driving by that building not knowing it was there, and now it's like I've been over there several times on several things just trying to learn more about it. How many people are in – it's seniors and disabilities, you say?
Senior, disability, and veteran services.
So there's three.
Yeah, and the agency, if you could look at it in two very distinct ways, one as a social work area where we help people get benefits, and the other part of it would be the more fun part of it, which is senior services, where we offer programs for people age 60 and over. And so it's when you walk in, it feels very different on the one end of the building where there's the senior center versus the other end of the building where it's more social work oriented. We have two social workers that work with the aging population. We have a disability coordinator who works with people who are disabled to get their benefits. We have two information and assistance people who answer the phone all day long, referring people to the different programs that are available in Hunterdon County. We have a veteran service coordinator and a personal care assistance program coordinator, which is a program to help the disabled people with their personal care needs. And then we have a senior center staff.
So. Wow. So how many full-time people altogether? I guess
13 full-time people.
13 full-time people. And then there's some volunteers, I was told, as well?
We have 52 volunteers for the exercise evidence-based program. We have another maybe 30 volunteers that do reception work, help with the state health insurance program, counseling people on their Medicare Part D. And we have volunteer driver program. We have volunteer bill payers. So we have a lot of volunteers. We throw a volunteer recognition program every October, have a brunch and recognize our volunteers.
That's interesting. So when you say the drivers, this is aside from the link system that we have?
Yes, this is a program where if you have an out-of-county appointment and you have no other means of transportation, the county will transport you to your medical appointment. You use county vehicles, but there are volunteer drivers.
Okay.
And you can do that up to two times a month.
Okay.
And it's free of charge.
So why would somebody use that versus using the link?
The link only serves within Hunterdon County, except for the new route that was, I guess it's being instituted in March 1st, where that will go from Kapner Street at the Jury Lot down 523, make stops at Anderson House, Raritan Valley Community College, White House Station, and eventually end up at Bridgewater Mall. That is our only out-of-county means of transportation.
Okay. Well, you know, it's easy to sit in the county and watch all of these buses go by and not know what they do. At least it was for me, because I never knew what the link was until we started talking. And then I went and I talked to the girl who runs that, the woman mm-hmm. who runs that. And it was fascinating, because she said if you need a ride somewhere in Hunterdon County and it's not one of our bus stop type services, all you have to do, first of all, you have to register. All you have to do is live in a county, mm-hmm. and as long as you call before noon the day before, they'll pick you up and get you to where you need to go that following day. Mm-hmm. She said that they actually go all the way into New York City at times for medical calls, but not much.
The volunteer driver program.
The two mixed up.
Yeah,
then
they would take you to Sloan Kettering or other places for treatment.
So if somebody is stranded within Hunterdon County for one reason or other, the husband's got the car, the car's broke, they don't have transportation at all, these transportation services for the seniors are available to them.
As long as they register and make the reservation 24 hours in advance, yes.
That's amazing. I never knew that that's what that was. And I'm trying to think the young lady that runs the Link service.
Erin,
yes. She told me that it started more as a seniors thing, but today it's probably evenly medical calls and seniors.
It did start as a senior program.
Wow. Yeah. And there's about 23, 24 different vehicles.
Yes,
run
I believe.
By Heart Transportation,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I believe there is.
That's amazing. Okay, so we got a little off course, but that's one of the things that people can do with the senior center is get transported.
It is, and it's one of the under the umbrella of the Division of Senior Disability and Veteran Services is what was originally referred to as the Area Agency on Aging, which receives funding through the state, which are actually federal dollars. And our agency is responsible for getting those dollars into the community, funding nonprofit organizations that serve seniors. So we provide funding, the county provides funding to Brightside for Adult Day Services, to Helpline for Friendly Visitor Program, Hunterdon Behavioral Health for support groups. We provide funding to the transportation program, to legal services. So we provide a lot of funding into our community. It's about $735,000
wow.
that we distribute every year.
And that is coming from state grants?
It's federal money that goes through the state okay. and then comes to our local community.
And we get our share.
And we get our share, and my division is responsible for making sure that gets into the community to the right places.
Okay. So if I was a senior, and I am, and I had no way of getting to a medical appointment one time, I could call you, and that's easy to understand. If I was a senior and I needed, what would be the right word, recurring medical transportation, is that available as well?
No, that's not.
Okay.
I mean, you can use the volunteer driver program two times a month.
Two times a month. So
yeah.
There is a limit to it.
There is a limit to the out-of-county times. If you're having medical appointments in the county, you can use the link many times as you want to.
So that's how it differs a little bit. The
yes.
link, I believe, is a $2 charge when they pick you up.
Yes.
And the link has also a bus stop kind of schedule where you can get on and get off, and I think you can get on and off all day long for the $2.
You can, yes.
But if you need specific point-to-point that they don't cover, a call by noon will get a transport out to you and pick you up, and it may not be home run from one end to the other. There may be two or three people on it and two or three stops, but it gets you to where you need to go.
Yeah, yes.
Wonderful. How long has the link in itself been in operation? It seems like it's been around for a while. I know since 98.
Not so sure about that.
Okay.
I don't really know how long the link has been.
But I know after talking to Aaron, I walked away saying, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I don't think most people know what that's there for.
Yeah.
And as long as you're in Hunterdon County and wanting to go someplace else in Hunterdon County, they don't really care that you live in Hunterdon County. It's an inter-county transportation system.
Yes.
As far as getting on and off the bus kind of
yes.
schedule. If you call, you've got to be registered, and there's probably a few more rules, but not many.
Yeah, that's right.
Wonderful. And she was telling me, I don't have the numbers in front of me, how many thousands of I think that it was like 400 or 500 pickups and drop-offs a week that they do. It was quite a large number. So let's come back to the senior center. When I walked into the senior center on my first trip, I was meeting with Lane and Jen, who she answers to, and there was all sorts of things going on, and I was just sort of blown away, and even more so after they walked me around and showed me some of the things that were going on. There's a computer lab. There was a card game going on in the cafeteria. There was exercise going on downstairs, and all of these people were coming and going and sitting and doing, and it was like an outpouring of activities where instead of them doing it someplace locally, like a club, they were at our senior center.
Yeah, they are, yes, and we have many programs. At our senior center, you can play Mahjong or Pinochle or Bridge. You can take Italian lessons or Spanish lessons. There is art instruction available, and I believe on Monday afternoons there's open art studios where the artists come and encourage each other's work. There is a music appreciation program, a poetry workshop. So there's, and all those programs are free of charge. And we also have a computer lab where I think it's 2 or 3 times a month we offer classes such as Intro to Windows 10 or Intro to the Android for Tablet, just programs where you can learn how to use those computers and those iPads that your grandkids get you. So it's a great, great service. And most of those programs are free of charge. We offer exercise programs that are free of charge, tap dancing, line dancing, men's fitness, Tai Chi for arthritis, and gentle exercise. And all those programs that I mentioned are free of charge. Then we have exercise programs that are $4 per class. And those are Tai Chi, regular Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga and chair yoga, meditation, Zumba, gold, and jazz. And we also have those in addition to the Flemington office. We offer them in Surgeonsville, Clinton, Frenchtown, Raritan Township, and Kingwood. So if you can't get to the Flemington Senior Center or you can't get there during the day, we offer these classes at different times in the evening.
Okay. And where are they held? For instance, in Clinton, where would it be held? One of the churches?
One of the churches in Clinton. In Frenchtown, it's offered in the Presbyterian Church and the church on 3rd Street. I'm blanking on what that church is. At Kingwood, it's held at the police station.
Okay.
So it's different community places where they're offered.
So somebody who's 60 years old of age and living in Hunterdon County can take advantage of all of this all the time, and all they need to do is get involved. How would they find out more?
We have a website. It's hunterdon.co.nj.us, and you would click on the button for senior services, and it will take you to our webpage. You can also call 788-1361, and they will explain all of our programs to you. And you only need to fill out a registration form so that we have a way to contact you and you can participate in all of our programs.
And that's a 908 number.
That's a 908 number. Yes, it is.
So who teaches the program? So we talked a little about who took the programs or can take them.
We have, for the tap dancers, we have a woman who has a dancing background. And it started out as an intro to tap dancing. And now we have 3 different tap classes because they have gotten so popular. And so we've had to increase the offerings. So we have an intro to tap, an intermediate tappers class, and an advanced tappers class. And the tappers, they're called the happy tappers, have been invited to area competitions at fairs throughout New Jersey to participate because they are that good.
That's amazing.
We have a woman who is trained in Tai Chi for arthritis. Tai Chi for arthritis is what is referred to as an evidence-based exercise program, meaning that there is research that bears out that this taking this exercise will actually help your arthritis. And that is trained by a woman who's trained in that. Line dancing and men's fitness and general exercise are volunteers. All these people are volunteers who have a background in it. For the classes that we charge for, many people have their own personal training businesses, and they use our classes to fill in.
Okay.
So they have a background in physical education as personal trainers, and we pay them an hourly rate, which is why we have to charge $4 for the class.
So just break
so those aren't volunteers.
Yep. So what? When I went downstairs to where the men's exercise was that day,
men's fitness class,
It was like a ballroom down there. It was an amazing size to the facility.
It is. It's called our auditorium, and about 3 years ago, it was right after I started, the Freeholders were very generous and expanded the dance floor because we were, as I said earlier, the tap dancing class was getting so many people. And I learned something. When you are in tap shoes, you actually can only dance on a dance floor because you will fall very quickly.
Okay.
So we extended the dance floor so that it's an appropriate place to provide dance instruction so people don't fall. So that's one of the things that I got accomplished when I was here is we expanded our dance floor.
Wonderful. So what are the hours that the facility is open on a daily basis?
We are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. Most of the classes, our programs begin around 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And they run throughout the day. We have a catalog of programs. There's a library there, but it isn't really a place where you can drop in and have a cup of coffee and go to the library, but it's really about taking the classes, the programs that we offer. So you would get a catalog and you would show up for the classes that you want to take.
And do you have to register or just show up?
Yes, you should register for the programs.
Okay, that way it's not oversold kind of thing.
Well, it's more so that if the class is canceled, we can contact you. Usually there's not a cap on how many people can attend a program. So it's just in case of inclement weather, we want to be able to contact you so you don't show up if there's no instructor.
Right. So it's Monday to Friday from 8 to 4:30?
8:30 to 4:30.
8:30 to 4:30. Yeah. And any time open on the weekends?
No.
Okay. So it's not a weekend facility.
It's not a weekend facility.
Now, if I've got 17 questions in my mind. So if somebody wanted to volunteer and teach, maybe a subject that's not already on the agenda, they could contact you and
they would contact at our number, our regular number, and they could either speak to the supervisor of the senior center, Rich Chrysophis. They could speak with me, or they could speak with Eleanor, who manages our exercise program. So there's different avenues by which you could volunteer, and we welcome any suggestions on programming and volunteers.
Because within Weichert, I teach. I'm a technology guy by background, so I teach. If you're thinking about buying a computer or a phone this year, this is the course for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so many people show up at the store and buy what's for sale. Versus when you go grocery shopping, you don't do that. You make a list, or at least we do, and you go to the store and you get what's on your list, and you may get a few sale items that caught your eye, but 99% of what's in your cart, you sell that. So I say to people, if you go into, and I'm not going to pick on anybody, let's say Verizon, which I use Verizon, it's a great service. If you go to a Verizon store, you're probably pretty well going to come out with a Verizon product. And if you go into another, like an AT&T or whatever, same thing will happen. But I say if you go into more of a general store, they could sort of match up what you need with what's available and maybe come up with a better match for you. And they sell the Verizon products and the AT&T products. And I always say just go to Best Buys is the one that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Best Buys used to be a customer of mine in Minneapolis, and they get knocked because their profit margin is eroding. That's why I put this Geek Squad in, because they sell services now to help people in their own homes. But people will come in and do this kind of thing and then go back and buy it somewhere else, or maybe go in and shop for a computer and then go buy it at eBay or Amazon or something. Nothing wrong with those, but they're having a little bit of difficulty maintaining their loyalty base. But the best best advice you can get for free is to go into a store like that and talk to one of these guys in the aisle, and your head will be spinning sometimes, but a number of times you come away with a great idea.
Yeah.
So I think maybe at some point in the future I'd like to talk to you about teaching.
That would be great. That would be great. Come and visit us and volunteer.
Yeah, I know when you teach technology, just while we're on this point for a minute or two, you always have to align yourself with the audience that you're with. One person may know how to turn a phone on and use it. Another one may be a whiz at it. And you can't talk to both of them the same way. So you sort of need to level the class off so they're both getting something out of it. And that's always the biggest challenge. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's so little available.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. People go to buy a phone. And most people don't think to go on to YouTube and watch some things before they buy it and after they buy it. You're going to learn a lot more. But these phones are pretty sophisticated. It said there's more technology in a phone than we had in a rocket ship 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's an area where I would think it could be a great area to work with. Talk a little. I'm going to get off the seniors and come back. Talk a little about the veterans. It's a veteran center. What do you have to qualify to be a veteran or disability person? I guess they're two different
things. Veterans had to have participated in active duty.
Okay.
And we have a veteran service coordinator from the state that comes in every Wednesday. You can schedule your appointments through his office. It's Mr. Sibley Smith. But you meet with him in our office, and he helps you sign up for veterans benefits.
Okay.
And our in-house veteran service coordinator works with veterans if they're homeless, connects them with Sibley, helps them get their papers in order, just things like that that they need to apply for veterans benefits.
Mm-hmm.
She also had a program where she had an installation of a chair in the courthouse honoring veterans. And so she does special programs like that.
Okay. So anybody who's served actively at any point in their life can come and use the veteran services as well.
Yes.
And the veteran service, I guess the hours are the same.
The hours are the same.
The same building, or at least complex of buildings. Is there an online site for that as well?
It would be the same website. Okay. And go to Senior Services, and there would be a link to Veteran Services.
So it's at co.hunterdon.nj.us, and then just follow your nose, hitting the buttons, and it should take you to where you want.
It should.
I know I had for Veterans Day an attorney from Bridgewater who I do business with. My real estate business spans both Hunterdon and Somerset, so I'm in both chambers. And she does veterans. She helps veterans get what's due to them. They may have been denied 20 years ago, but be eligible today. And she can go all the way back to people that are retired to probably no further back than, I think, the Second World War. People are probably looking from above at us at this point in time, but definitely back to Vietnam and help people out. And it was an amazing story. Anybody who's interested in this, go to jpeters.com. And go to my 55-plus tab on it, and you'll see the replay of that radio show. She will sit and work with you and will go and do all of this work pro bono, no charge. And once some money is coming to you, there's a specified amount that she's allowed to take out of that as her fee.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, so if the person winds up getting nothing, it didn't cost them anything. And she loves, it's her way of giving back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think why I'm sitting here today, this is one of my ways of giving back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very active senior. I still run a full-time real estate business. But at the same time, I'm interested in helping people figure out what took me a long time to figure out. And when I bumped into what Lane has here for a senior center, I said, wow, I got to get her on. We've got to get the message out. We talked a little earlier. It's probably the best-kept secret.
It is the best-kept secret in Hunterdon County. We offer so many programs, and it's a shame that not everybody knows about it. We advertise in the paper. We have a newsletter that goes out to 5,000 households. We have a website, but not a lot of people know about it. I don't know if we need to do a better job of marketing or how we get the word out, but it is a great, great place for seniors to be.
I sensed that when I was there, and just from the activity. I mean, it was a poker game going on, and I think they were barely seniors. They just needed a place. I know when people go into like a 55-plus community or even a townhouse community, the nicety is that you can have a clubhouse and go do things at the clubhouse, and nobody has to come into your private abode to, mm-hmm. to do. So you just invite the people to your house that you want to your house. You don't have a traveling poker game where every week it's somebody that's always at the club. Mm-hmm. This always here. And people can come and just do things there, I take it. They don't have to come and be in one of the classes. The library's there. The computer lab's there.
The computer lab, you can go in anytime you want to, except during classes. You have to be enrolled in the class. There's a library where you can hang out. There's coffee and cookies. So you can go there and just hang out and just be there.
Good. So let's talk about disability or the disabled.
We have a program called Personal Care Assistance Program that is a state-funded program where people who are physically disabled can receive personal care assistance, durable medical equipment, home modifications, if you are accepted into this program. And the program, as long as you volunteer or work, you are eligible for the program, and it provides funding for you to have a personal care assistant for up to 20 hours a week.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a great program. And then our other program, well, it's not really a program. It's a human being. Her name is Barbara Metzger, and she works with the disabled population in applying for SSI, SSDI, Social Security Disability Income, and she works with a local lawyer if they are denied services. She works with a local lawyer who has a nonprofit organization, and again, she provides services. She is funded through Department of Human Services to provide legal counsel for people who are disabled. And so it's a free-of-charge service for the people who are disabled. And Barbara is a wealth of knowledge and can connect you to any service in Hunterdon County. She knows more about services than I can even begin to know about them.
Well, I know my son is disabled, and he's, well, I guess right around 50. I don't know if he just turned 50 or going to be 50, which makes me pretty old, I guess. But we're going through rehabilitation with him at this point in time. Mm-hmm. It's a Department of Rehab and Vocational Rehabilitation in mm-hmm. New Brunswick. And do we offer things? Is that under this type of a program as well, or is that a separate?
That's a separate program.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. It's a separate program.
So somebody that is disabled can be any age, doesn't have to be in the service, just has to be a resident of Hunterdon County, and
yes.
They can start taking advantage of some of these programs.
Yes, as long as you qualify for the PASP program.
What does that stand for?
Personal Care Assistance Program.
Okay.
You have to have a physical disability, and you have to work or volunteer.
So how do they determine whether you have that? There's some testing medium, or
you go through an interview process and submit paperwork from your physician that you have documents your disability, like spina bifida or other illness, and you qualify for the funding.
Okay. So there's a lot there. I mean, on all three fronts, there's a lot there, and it's really if you continue down the building, it's where I found that the Link service was run out of that building, and it goes on and on and on. I'm totally amazed by what we have in Hunter County for the seniors, for the disabled, for the veterans, and transportation. Just all you got to do is live here. You can use the transportation system. And most people, like myself included, don't know too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons we're doing this today, is to get some of the word out there so that the people who may not have been familiar with these services now could have a place to go and find out. And there's, once again, I'll give you the website. It is co.hunterdon.nj.us. And all three, the 55 plus, the disabled, and the aging, disabled, and veterans are located there, and you can read up on it.
Just one clarification. You have to be 60 years or older to participate in the senior center activities.
In the senior center.
Yes.
Right. That's right. I guess I wasn't clear on that. So one of the things we do from a real estate viewpoint with seniors is a lot of times the senior is where they want to live, although Hunterdon County is kind of expensive when you become a senior.
Mm-hmm.
But people are where they want to live, but they're not in a house that's suited for them to retire in place. So we call that, there's a couple of names for it, but we've got to sort of reconfigure the house so that either they have handrails, walk-ups, whatever is necessary for them to be able to comfort. And then from a real estate viewpoint, I get involved with people who get out of a big center hall colonial because all the kids are gone and only using free rooms and get them into a ranch that they're more comfortable with, and they could serve their next X years depending on their health in that second facility. Is that a service that's offered by the county as well? I don't think selling and buying of houses is, but helping reconfigure?
We offer a program called Safe Housing, which is designed to help seniors maintain their independence in the community, and there's funding associated with it, up to $2,000. But the work that needs to be done has to be related to being safe in your house.
Okay.
So if you needed shower rails put in, if you needed a ramp put in, just things that would help you maintain your safety and independence in the community. That program currently has a waiting list.
I can imagine.
There's also a volunteer program called the Mr. Fix-It program that utilizes volunteers that can do handyman services. You simply pay for the materials. We arrange for a volunteer to come out to your house. They'll change light bulbs. They'll fix leaky sinks. They'll change locks. So basic handyman services. So there's two different programs that help you maintain your independence in the community. But as far as like helping you research housing options,
right.
We don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the handyman service is a complimentary service as well?
It is.
Wow.
It is. You simply pay for the materials.
You pay for the materials. Mm-hmm. And so if you're an elderly person and a husband can't get up and fix the light fixture, you can call in and pay for the materials and have somebody, probably on a waiting list, but somebody will eventually come by and help you get that job done.
They will. It's called the Mr. Fix-It program.
Mr. Fix-It. Another find. I mean, these are the best-kept secrets. I don't think Hunterdon County is trying to keep the secret. I think what it is you don't know that it exists till you need it. And you'll say, what is existing?
Mm-hmm.
I was just telling Lane earlier that my daughter-in-law said over dinner, I guess it was the Super Bowl Sunday, she says, well, we don't have any senior facilities. And I said, we have fabulous senior. So, you know, there's an opportunity that she did not know. And we're just trying to get the word out so that people understand that there's a large senior facility here in Hunterdon County. We can get you transportation facilities. We can also help you from the veterans and from the disabled viewpoint. What are some of the exciting courses coming up this spring? I mean, I was supposed to give the weather forecast. So let me do that for 1 second. We're sitting looking at 38 degrees today. We're going to be 48 degrees tomorrow, 51 the next day, and it's supposed to stop raining and get sunny by Friday, but then get a little cooler. So now that I know when I walk, I try to walk 2 or 3 miles a day, I see bugs sticking their head up through the dirt. We're getting there. We may still get some snow, but being February 23rd, I think it is, how much could be left? So we're almost there. It's almost spring. So what are some of the spring-type activities that are on the agenda?
We have a special series called Building Your Senior Resource Toolbox, and it's designed to give you information as you approach retirement. So it's a 7-week seminar series, and the first one is navigating your hospital stay. There is this little loophole in health coverage that seniors have where you can go into the emergency room but not really be admitted to the hospital. You are on standby or you are on, I guess it's called observation status.
Okay.
And what that does is if you aren't technically admitted to the hospital, your insurance will not cover your cost for rehabilitation. So it's getting the word out about how you actually navigate your hospital stay. And so you're not left with a huge bill for rehabilitation that you thought you were going not to have to pay for. And that's offered on April 4th. So these are all consecutive Mondays beginning April 4th running through May 16th. The next one is a lecture about a pharmacist and the need to take your medications. We have Linda Bryant from the Center for Healthy Aging discussing dementia and caregiving.
Linda was on our show about a month back, and that's also – we have the Memory Center interview with her on my site, Jay Peters, as well.
Yeah. So. We then go into discussing Medicare PAD, Pharmacy Assistance Program for the Aging and Disabled, and your supplemental insurance. We have Bob Shanahan doing a lecture series and answering questions on living wills, advanced directives, the elder law, powers of attorney. That's a very popular class. We then have a lecture on hospice care, and we round out the series with funeral planning. So that's our Senior Resource Toolbox Kit program. And then we have a program that starts April 15th. It's called ElderQuest, and it's funded by Cultural and Heritage Program. And it's the first one is the history of Round Valley Reservoir and the history of clocks. That's the week one. Week two is Surrogate Court and the Raritan River Music Group. And the third week is an author, Irene Beckman, who will speak to the seniors. And that is the Elder Quest is $3 for the entire series. So it's $1 for each lecture. Bocce ball will be opening. The bocce course will be opening in April, so you can begin to play bocce. I don't know what else we're offering for
the catalog
this spring.
Is available. You can stop by the Senior Center and get a tour, pick up a catalog.
And you can get it online.
You can get it online. You don't even have to stop by. And one of the things I'm going to do is make a link from my site. If you go to jpeters.com, that's my name, Joe Peters, so jpeters.com, and go to 55+, in the next day or two, I'll have a link to their site from my site so that you can find it there. But the link, once again, for that directly is co.hunterdon.nj.us, and just follow the links down. Well, it sounds like you got a lot going on, and it sounds like maybe our best-kept secret's not so big of a secret anymore, depending how many people are out there listening to us. We hope that.
I hope not. We've seen an influx of what we call the younger senior population taking advantage of our exercise programs. But I think maybe one of the reasons is the name Senior Center. And I think people think of it as a drop-in place where you play bingo and not really a place where you actually can take Italian lessons or Spanish lessons or get your exercise needs met. I think there's this this negative connotation about a senior center. And if we could call it a multi-purpose center or, I don't know, just a different name, I think it might be more popular.
I think you're right. I mean, it's almost like, I hate to say this, but if we called Phillipsburg Xanadu or something, it would really mean different things to different people. People get in their mind that, and I don't want to pick on Phillipsburg, it's a great city, but they get in their mind that it is what it is, and it's, even though it changes, it still is what it is. And I know this, well, let me just give you a statistic. I'm SRES certified, which stands for Senior Real Estate Specialist, I think. And that took me a couple of hundred hours of test and study. And as a result, I learned some things that I didn't realize. I mean, one of the things that I learned was only 5% of seniors ever go to a nursing home. The others retire in place or go into assisted living or maybe before that go to one of the kids' house and lives there for the balance of their life or to the point where they have to go into assisted living. Aging in place and assisted living are mutually exclusive from each other. Aging in place means we can reconfigure your house and your lifestyle so that you can stay where you're at and not have to go. We may have to have some services come into you, but when it gets beyond a point, you either have to go live with a sibling or a child or maybe into an assisted living, and they're progressive. And there's a lot of that available, and we have programs for people to understand what's available there if and when that time comes. But only 5% of us ever get into what we call a nursing home, which has a really negative connotation in many people's minds, because I can't tell you how many times I've seen people say, well, I promised Mom she'd never go there. I said, you had no right to make that promise, because there's no way you can take care of her. It's unfortunate, but we're all going to get there at some point in time. Yeah. And it's happened within our family, and I know I've lived through it, and I know every one of us is going to live through it with our parents, and it's just part of life. And Hunterdon County has these wonderful facilities. We encourage you to get involved and take a look at their agendas and come down and take a course or a tour. And, I mean, this seven-part series sounds like something I'd like to even get involved with. There's also other senior courses coming along. I know we've got one coming with Linda Bryant, I guess, her group is hosting a three-part series. The first one is on hoarding in seniors, and then the second one is going to be on medical, I guess on dementia, more of her memory center. And then the third one is on stewardship, you know, if somebody needs to be put in charge of a person, whether they're in their own house or in one of their children's house, and all of those sites, I should say, courses are available in a month of April, free Wednesday evenings in a row, and they're for free, and you get a box dinner out of it. So you get to meet some people, talk to some people who may be going through the same thing you're going through. I mean, the message to you is, as my audience, you're not in this alone. I know when I just went through Medicare, it took me a long time to understand what was available and what was the best program for me. And when you get beyond that and you get into things like, well, I need something to do, or I need some medical assistance, or I need some physical assistance, or I can't live here anymore, Hunterdon County has help for you. All you need to do, and there is a helpline, is call the Hunterdon County Helpline, and they, in turn, will help you find that right agency to help you with your individual requirement. Well, Lane, great to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
I told you the hour would go by like a shot. It's we've actually got about 5 or 6 minutes to go. So what I'm going to do is go back and once again, just to sign off for myself, my name is Joe Peters. I will pay a little intro on myself as part of the sign-off, so you'll know how to get a hold of me if you've got any questions. And we'll see you again in 2 weeks. And I do not have that speaker lined up yet, but it's, I'm sure, going to be another interesting speaker, because we, in effect, try to bring the people to the microphone that you want to listen to. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
The suspects wanted for assaulting a Marine veteran are under arrest. Veteran Chris Marquez says a male teen has been charged with aggravated assault and a female teen has been charged with pickpocketing.
I'm really happy now because since these people are caught, they can't attack any more people in the city. So I think that's really good for not just myself, but for everyone in the city.
Another male teen is said to have been identified but not under arrest yet. Marquez was brutally beaten up and robbed outside a Penn Quarter McDonald's on February 12th after the teens allegedly asked him if he believed in the Black Lives Matter movement. President Obama is laying out his plan for closing the detention center at Guantanamo Bay. About 3 dozen of 91 detainees at the facility will be transferred to other nations. Also, reviews of remaining detainees will be accelerated to determine if their detention is necessary. This is USA Radio News.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive, my owner had to give up half-decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit GEICO.com today.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail?